ओम अग्निर्नंदस्य रंजनशलाकाया चक्षुसंग्रहणं तेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनुभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सायं रूपकदमयं ददति सा प्रजातिका वंशकौपतृभ्यश्च कृतसिन्धुभ्यैव
च
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. Just listen. When I give this part of my part of the talk, I often speak of the benefit of going on pilgrimage by foot, walking by foot, like they did in the old days, as opposed to the benefit of coming by aeroplane, as many of us have done. The benefit that I usually speak about is that when you travel by aeroplane, you arrive, and then your body arrives, then a few days later, your mind arrives. And the benefit of walking on pilgrimage, or a benefit, is that you're thinking about where you're going. For a long time, you're thinking about what's it going to be like, about this temple, that temple, what mercy will happen to me. And in that way, the mind arrives a long time before the body arrives, and one is actually ready. But I'm not going to speak about that. What I will speak about is another benefit of walking as opposed to traveling by aeroplane. Because when I find that when I travel, I tend to put so many different things in my bags, and a lot of those things I don't actually need, especially when I'm in Vrindavan. But because I'm used to those things in a different place, I carry them with me. But when you're walking, everything that you take with you, you have to carry on your back. And the more you take, the heavier it is. And the weight is all on me. So, how does that apply? Is that we've come here in, or the benefit of traveling very light is that you are very light and you don't have to carry very much with you, and you don't have to worry about losing this and losing that, and what happens if a monkey takes my glasses and my mobile phone and my this and my that, because you don't have these things with you. So I would like to take this to a different level and just speak about and request that you should know that for the 7 or so days that we're here, you should know that the rest of your life, practically speaking, is going to join you when this retreat is over. Fortunately or unfortunately, it's going to meet you. But while you're here in Vrindavan, don't take all that with you. During this retreat, leave it behind. If you have a locking safe or a locking suitcase, just lock it all up in there, and for 7 days, throw away the key. And just use your time, use your mind while you're here to be here in Vrindavan, to be here in the association of devotees, to be here with the proper consciousness. Because if we're here, but our mind is far, far away with all the issues, all the problems of the rest of our life, we, practically speaking, won't be here. We'll be more there than here. And for right now, it's much better to be here, because you've come, all of us have come so far, so far away from our usual lives, that why not take advantage of what we've come to get? And again, what that means is leaving the old way of doing things, the old problems, the old thoughts behind. And as Maharaj was saying, get absorbed in the chanting and the hearing and the remembering. And the key word is get absorbed in it. Yes, I have this problem, and it seems insurmountable. And I have this pain in my heart, and it's insurmountable. And the mind tends to hold on to these things, especially difficulties, especially misery. It holds on to it so tightly. While we're here, let's try our best not to do that and try to become absorbed in the processes of hearing and chanting and being deep and internal and prayerful. There's on this side of Govardhan Hill, right at the very end, in the Punchiri side, there is one little temple that's very popular called Lota Baba. Raise your hand if you've been visited Lota Baba. So that's everyone. So the story of Lota Baba was that when Krishna was leaving Vrindavan, he was sitting there. And Krishna was leaving, and when Krishna was leaving, everyone was so upset, because they were so upset because Krishna was their life. Krishna was their life. And what happens to the body when the life leaves it? There's nothing there practically, it's useless. So everyone in Vrindavan had this one thing in common, that Krishna, everyone in Vrindavan has this one thing in common, that Krishna, the all-attractive supreme personality of Godhead, is my life. So when Krishna was leaving, he passed by where Lota Baba was sitting, and he said, "Where are you going?" Lota Baba said to Krishna, "Oh, I'm just going to Mathura." "Oh, you're going to Mathura? How long will you be gone?" "No, no, I'll be back tomorrow, Kal Parsoon, I'll be back tomorrow or the next day. I'll be back very soon, tomorrow, the next day." And Lota Baba said, "I'll wait for you right here." And that's Lota Baba's temple, where he's still waiting. And that mood of waiting for Krishna, waiting for some special mercy from Krishna, if we can keep ourselves in that mood, leaving behind all the, using another American slang, all our baggage, all our issues, all our problems, all our all this, and just for 7 days. Don't worry, you can pick them up later. But leave it behind and just wait for Krishna. Wait for some mercy of Krishna and get absorbed in the hearing and the chanting and be internal and prayerful. Three very simple practical
guidelines.
Yes, I was trying to think of a more guidelines. We'll call them line guides then, because I didn't want to use that one. I was thinking more like sutras but guidelines is really what I meant. In Vrindavan, while you were here, during the retreat, there are no accidents that happen. Whatever happens, good, bad, see Krishna's mercy in it and see what you can learn from it. Take everything as Krishna's mercy. Second, take everything as Krishna's mercy is the first. Second is help others. If you see anyone who needs a little bit of help, try to be there to help them. Help others. And the third is what I'd said, be deep, be prayerful, be internal, minimize the external, be internal, be thoughtful. And if you do these things, follow the guidelines Maharaj said, And when I said, your pilgrimage here, your retreat will be very deeply transformational, and certainly Krishna will come to you in so many different ways. Okay? As Maharaj said, I wish you all the best. All the best. How did you say? I wish you all the best on your retreat. Best. Did you say fortune or luck? No. No, okay. I wish you also, all of us, wish you all the best, and wish each other the best too. It's a journey, and we're all on the boat together for these days, and let's be kind to each other, let's be gentle, and let's help each other, and we wish you all the best. Thank you.